fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a program so far today, huh? Love it. Hey, we've got a new affiliate coming up in Abilene, Texas. Sweetwater, Texas. Both the Daily Show and the Monster Weekend broadcast. Great to have you joining us here in the next few months. I think you start in September. Lots of listeners out there already on the apps and all of today's modern technology. So you'll be able to tune us in when you're driving around Abilene in the very, very near future. Looking forward to that. Got an email here. I rejoined the Republican Party. Thank you. This is from Marco. Thank you. Comments you made a while back hit home and got me to rejoin the Republican Party. I got my card in the mail the other day. No, I do not believe in their entire platform. However, you were spot on that a vote for a third party is a vote for Hillary. The way to make a difference is by voting in the primaries. Marco gets it. This is especially true, he says, for us subjects in the deep blue states like New York. Sadly, our vote in the general election will be a throwaway. We already know that the November 2016 headlines will be New York electoral votes go to Hillary. Sadly, he's right. However, by voting in the primary, we can make a difference in who goes up against Hillary. And no, it won't be Christie. I like Marco already. On a related note, you were spot on with your comments to the gun-owning Democrats. Send those free state gun-owning Democrats to visit New York or New Jersey to see what their future holds. Have them Google and read a New York pistol license application or the New York Safe Act law, or look at pictures of what a New York-compliant AR looks like. AR, to all of you liberals who might be tuned in, is that evil black assault rifle that you hate so much. Perhaps that will change their tune. Have a Red Bull and keep up the high energy. Marco from Long Island. Marco, we knocked one of those sugar-free bad boys out at the beginning of this show. Thank you very much. And it was one of the new cherry-flavored ones. Sean just can't understand why I like those things. But I do. They're refreshing. And it beats a hot cup of coffee on a 90-degree southern hot day. I like them iced, too. An iced mocha latte with my tofu. How about that? Just kidding. Marco, thanks for the email. Let's go right to my special guest for the hour, political analyst, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor, Neil McCabe. Neil, I love getting emails like that, brother.
Well, you always wonder if you're ever getting through, you know? And he agrees with what we're seeing. He sees what we're seeing. He's saying what we're saying. And there are millions of people out there who just need to connect. And if we can really make a difference in the primaries, that's really where the difference is going to happen.
Yeah, let's make this very clear. I want to reiterate what Marco is referring to. I made comments some time ago. Now, Marco sent me this email on July 1st at 9:44 a.m., which was a Wednesday, I do believe. He's referring back to some comments I made a while back about it. If you want to throw your vote away and vote third party because you want to vote your convictions, look, I get your convictions. I get it. I have convictions, too. I won't watch a movie with Sean Penn. I can't stand Bruce Springsteen's militant hate America music. I can't stand it. And you think I'm wrong? That's fine. Okay? It's too bad. I don't like his music anyway. It doesn't ring with me. I don't like it. Okay? I'd rather listen to some old 80s junkyard and listen to Bruce Springsteen. And if you listen to the bump music coming in and out of here, you'll know that's true. But I don't care for his music, but it's that in your face. If I go to a concert and want to have a good time on a nice warm summer night, I don't want to hear somebody shouting their politics at me. I want him to shut up so I can listen to his music. You know, Born in the USA is not a patriotic anthem. Go back and listen to it carefully, Google it up. I won't waste your time with it here. But it's an anti-Vietnam American involvement. You know, people just, they get the wrong impression because they don't listen. They don't educate themselves. So I understand that whole conviction thing. But when you vote for third party, you want to vote your convictions. What Marco is saying is do it in the primary. Neil, and I think that's what you just said. Do it in the primary.
Well, these
make your voice heard.
A lot of times these libertarians, I mean, God love libertarians. I mean, there's a special relationship between conservatives and libertarians, right? We're like we're just sort of, we're like cousins or in-laws, you know, and we get each other, we have problems with each other, and most of the time we're able to work together. But the fact of the matter is, when these libertarian candidates show up and they take 5 to 10% of the vote and the Republican loses by 7% or whatever, well, what have we got? What have the libertarians won for us?
Nothing. They've given us a big fat L across our forehead. Let me explain something to you here, and I'm not ever going to back down on this. If you vote for a third party in the general election this year, you are throwing your vote away. You are no friend of ours. What you are doing is giving the election to a Democrat who more than likely is going to be Hillary Clinton. And I don't need to tell you what that means for the future of this country. This election is too important. Hold your nose. Put some perfume underneath your face if you have to avoid the stink. But you absolutely have to vote. You have to do two things. You absolutely must vote in the general, and you absolutely must vote against whoever the Democrat is. This country cannot survive another 4 years of progressive liberalism. It cannot, and your vote is a throwaway if you do anything other than vote for what's on that ticket. Now, I got another email earlier I read in the first segment of the first hour. That says, I've heard your thoughts on the people you don't want in the White House. Would you like to share who your top choices are for president in 2016 and your reasons why? I'm from Louisiana, and I'm curious to your thoughts on Bobby Jindal and his strong pro-gun right legislative actions that he has supported and enacted. I didn't answer that part of it. I like Bobby Jindal. I like his conservative principles. But I'm going to refrain right now from giving any information on the 2016 and what I feel in the general, because we haven't seen the field develop yet. Let's let a couple debates go out. I have a couple guys that I like. I do like Walker. Of course, I love Ted Cruz's message. But I will tell you this. No matter who the nominee is, I am going to pull the lever for whoever is running against Hillary Clinton if I have to hold my nose to do it. Because here's one thing I can guarantee you. Whoever on our side is going to be better on our gun rights than she will be, period. That much I can promise you. Neil, do you agree with that, or am I way out there?
Am I
throwing away my convictions? Am I a sellout?
No, and it's, I think what you're struggling with is what I struggle with, and it's what millions of conservatives struggle with, but it's the reality. You know, as bad as George H.W. Bush was, 4 years of H.W. Bush would have been better than 8 years of Clinton. And
if you have to look any further than the past 8 years, if you're able to forget what the last 8 years have meant in the struggle for our gun rights, when you watch somebody trying desperately to take them away, if that's what you want, that's what you'll get with a Democrat in office. And I'm going to be honest with you, Neil. I'm not struggling with it, not this time. I've struggled with it in previous elections, but not this time. If Chris Christie somehow walks away with that nomination, I can't stand Chris Christie. But I'm not going to sit home. I can't sit home, and I'm not struggling with that decision, and I have no problem saying it.
As a sort of a student of the presidency, you know, really, it's the presidency has fascinated me my whole life, even when I was a little kid. One of the things that happens as a president, you know, sort of is longer in office towards the end of this term, as they become more and more moderate. And there's something about the institution that forces you into the middle. FDR died after 12, 13 years as president. By the time FDR died, half his cabinet was filled with Republicans, and he had ceased to be that radical New Dealer. He was really sort of that moderate, in the road, get things done kind of guy. What has happened with Obama, though, what makes him so strange is that he has never moved towards the middle. He has never become that moderate. Conservatives were condemning Reagan at the end of his term, right? Liberals hated Clinton at the end of his term because there's something about the institution that drives you into the middle. You can't be a radical president until this guy. You know, Maureen Dowd, the columnist for the New York Times, says that, you know, Obama is from Mars. She calls him my favorite Martian. He really is a unique animal, and that's what I think makes him so dangerous to our institutions and to sort of the future of the republic. If I could be sort of dramatic, is that, you know, he just doesn't respond the way normal humans respond to things.
No, and the future Democratic nominee, the future Democratic nominee, and we all know who it's going to be. It's going to be Hillary Clinton. It's going to be the liar. It's going to be the establishment. That's who it's going to be. And those of you who look at her and can't see through her, I just cannot wrap my head around you.
Well, who's she going to put on the Supreme Court? Right?
Yeah. Well, that's definitely something.
Who's going to?
Neil, hold on a second.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're getting ready to take a break, and I know you can't hear that music, so I'm sorry to have to cut you off on that. When I come back, I want to read another email from John Adine, who has been a guest on this program before. He sent this email on the 3rd at 4:22 in the afternoon. And I'll enlighten you to what John has to say relative to Chris Christie. We'll continue the conversation. We've got a caller from Missouri. We'll be back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to DefendFamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit DefendFamily.com, download your 100% free guide, DefendFamily.com. Again, that's DefendFamily.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That's a little bit of cracker bringing you back in. You love that stuff. Got an email here. Love listener interaction. Love fan interaction. I get tons of email. And by the way, there's no doubt I'm going to get an email from that one or two, you know, that always send in the emails. Quit stepping on your guests. Quit talking over your guests. Let me explain something to you, bonehead of the week. Neil can't hear what I hear. Does not know when we're coming and going in from a break. Okay? So just keep that in mind before you send your dopey email because you don't like the program. Love the trolls. Gotta love the trolls. They're out there, believe me. Hey, I was enjoying a Dana Lash exchange on Twitter today. Her and some goofball comedian nobody's ever heard of were going back and forth, and it was really fun watching Dana rip this guy apart on Twitter. Although, my advice is don't take the bait. Why bother with the trolls? Move on. Let them look like fools. Chris Christie, this was the title, the subject of the email. This is from Dr. John Adine. John resides. He's a pediatric orthopedic surgeon. John's a great guy. He's been a guest in these Crossbreed Holster studios, and I've run into John at many venues across the country. He travels and he fights for gun rights. And John's got great insight. He says, Mark, love the way you keep hitting Governor Christie. He deserves it. Frank Fiammingo has pointed out on several posts that Governor Christie is the head of the executive branch of New Jersey government. As such, he can direct the Attorney General to change the administrative code to accept self-defense as a justifiable need to obtain a carry permit. Every time he says that he has no control, he is lying. That's from John. These are the reasons, Neil, that I am no fan of Chris Christie. I understand and have made it very clear every time I've brought it up. I understand he has a Democrat-controlled legislature, and I understand Chris Christie is not king. He is not a dictator like Obama. He can't write law. He can't pass legislation. He can only suggest it. My problem with Christie is he has not been screaming it from the highest garbage dump or the most beautiful South Jersey beach at the top of his lungs, that legislative body, New Jersey law. Nor has he has let his citizens become convicted felons, then pardon them. That's a little bit too late after their lives have been wrecked, when he could be doing the things John Adine mentions. At the very, very least, screaming about the draconian gun laws and screaming and yelling for change at the top of his lungs, riling up his voters, his constituents, his New Jersey residents, the good law-abiding people, to force the legislature to change New Jersey law. I have issues with Christie about that, and I believe if he was a true Second Amendment supporter, that's what he would have been doing long before he thought about running for president, and without any of us having to push him to do it. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. It would have been one of his first principles. It would have been something, I was a U.S. attorney. I understand the law. I understand the Constitution. Now I'm governor. Then we're going to fix this right now. That's not what's happening. I mean, you know, we hear, God love them. There are many advocates for gun rights inside the state of New Jersey. And many of them, they talk like they're afraid they're going to make Mr. Christie angry. You know, they're just so grateful for the scraps they get from his table. I mean, he's done nothing for them. You mentioned, the pardons. He could change those laws, but instead of changing those laws, he just waits for it to run out. And if it gets enough heat in the media, and it looks like it might challenge, be a challenge for his presidential ambitions, well, then of course he'll do a pardon and then move it off the table. But he's certainly willing. In these town forums, have this forum. Some school teacher will talk. Complain about a budget cut or something like that. He has no problem berating a school teacher. He has no problem screaming at some reporter. He'll bully anybody. But, you know, he doesn't seem to care. And if people say, geez, Mr. Christie, you're an awfully brusque guy. He goes, well, that's the way I am. I call it the way I see it. If you don't like it.
Tough, a tough talker if you don't like it.
This is a Jersey attitude, okay? This is my
Jersey attitude ain't going to go too well in South Carolina. It ain't going to go too well down in Georgia and Alabama and Louisiana or Texas. Texas has its own attitude, and New Jersey is not one of them. Here's the thing,
Neil, you just nailed it. He is absolutely whipped when it comes to gun rights. He is whipped.
He is. Yeah, he is. You nailed it right on the head. I'm not even sure if you realize what you said. So I'll just kind of mention it to you, and that is you said that he talks about he's done absolutely no good. The gun rights supporters in New Jersey, and I speak to a lot of them, have had conversations and some pretty heartfelt, passionate conversations because they need Christie now. He's their governor, and I understand that. But you nailed it when you said he's done absolutely nothing. To the gun rights supporters up there, they consider doing something vetoing bad legislation. We consider doing something advancing a good bill. There's a huge difference. Vetoing bad legislation isn't doing anything to advance gun rights. It's keeping more infringements at bay. New Jersey needs to see advancements. There's good people in New Jersey of every color, black, white, Latino, green, red, of every walk of life, of every profession, of every demographic in that state that has a right to defend their life. Democrat, Republican, it makes no difference, and he must stand up for it, and he hasn't, and that speaks volumes about his principles. He's pandering right now, and it's very, very visible.
Mark, I was speaking to someone earlier this week who, as a businessman some years ago, had to go to Camden, New Jersey. There are parts of that city that are literally abandoned by the police, and the people who do business there and the people who live there it's like they're living in lawless country. It's like the Badlands. We're not talking about the Badlands of Texas or Arizona. We're talking about Badlands of our American cities, of our cities in New Jersey, where you are completely on your own. And if you have a legal gun and try to defend yourself, you're the guy who's going to get in trouble in the regime of Chris Christie.
Yeah, so many directions we could go with him, Neil. Let's kind of segue the call, or let's segue the actual. I gotta get off of Christie here. I really do, for a lot of reasons. I could take the rest of the hour and talk
talk about something else real quick though. There's a Democrat running for President, Jim Webb. And Jim Webb is a guy who calls himself a supporter of gun rights. And I happen to know that when National Concealed Carry, a very weak bill, passed the House two sessions ago, and it was in the Senate, and Jim Webb is the guy who torpedoed that bill inside the halls of Congress. All the time he was giving speeches saying that he wanted National Concealed Carry reciprocity. But basically on orders from the Democratic leadership, he's the guy who torpedoed the bill. And these Democrats, they do it all the time. And he's a guy running for president as a pro-gun guy, a pro-gun Democrat.
Well, that's the problem, and that's what Christie embodies to me. Christie embodies all that's wrong with the establishment Northeastern Rhino Republican. The willingness to compromise. The reason Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, and the rest of those blue states have problems is because the Republicans up there have no backbone. They have the people and the gun rights supporters on their side, and they are too weak to stand up about it. We'll be back right after this with a caller from Missouri.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Here are new half-price offers from Mathnasium and the Patriot to give your student the math help they need. Mathnasium makes math make sense, and this half-price offer includes a full assessment and a six-month enrollment in Mathnasium's Power Math Workout Program. Regular price $2,000, but through this special radio offer, it's half price, just $1,000. There are three offers available, two at the Mathnasium in Lakeville and one at the Mathnasium in Eagan. Call now, 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-460-3274. That's 1-800-460-3274.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-460-3274. That's 1-800-460-3274.
The Johnson family had a savings account until their air conditioner died. The Martins had a vacation fund before their water heater quit. The Baileys have no savings, and their refrigerator just broke. The truth is, it can only take one home system or appliance repair to break your piggy bank. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield can protect you against unexpected covered costs. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com or call 1-800-936-3026. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your air conditioner, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, water heater, and more. Service requests are subject to a service fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The choice is yours. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. If you want to avoid being hit hard by unexpected breakdowns, go to AHS.com for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. That's AHS.com or call 1-800-936-3026.
Protect your money. Get up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis on all that's happening in the financial world on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network, and online at business1570.com.
The Johnson family had a savings account until their air conditioner died. The Martins had a vacation fund before their water heater quit. The Baileys have no savings, and their refrigerator just broke. The truth is, it can only take one home system or appliance repair to break your piggy bank. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield can protect you against unexpected covered costs. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com or call 1-800-936-3026. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your air conditioner, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, water heater, and more. Service requests are subject to a service fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The choice is yours. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. If you want to avoid being hit hard by unexpected breakdowns, go to AHS.com for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. That's AHS.com or call 1-800-936-3026.
It's time to stop staring at that crack in your windshield and call my guys at Advantage Auto Glass. Online at replacemywindshield.com or call 952-423-6396.
For tips, fixes, or cracks, call Advantage Auto Glass.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
SAF, great organization, Second Amendment Foundation, United States Concealed Carry Association, another great organization. You need to be a member of both of these amazing organizations that are fighting for your rights, educating you, training you, equipping you, and insuring you against catastrophe. Should, God forbid, you ever have to use your firearm to defend your life and find yourselves in the crosshairs of an overzealous, loony, liberal prosecutor, the USCCA has your back. Check them out. You can find out everything you need to know about them by visiting USCCA On Air. It's a site designed specifically for you. It will lead you everywhere you want to go to the United States Concealed Carry Association. Millions of you are paying attention, and thank you for that. We do appreciate it. It's great to know. I got a funny for you before we go to our caller in Missouri. We got a call from Nathan. Nathan, I know you're holding. We'll get right to you. But Sean asked me during the break, he said, you ever eat horse meat? And I said, no, I can't say, not that I know of anyway. And it reminded me of a funny story, Neil.
I know you get down to Tampa, Florida from time to time, my hometown, and I recommended a restaurant down there, Carmine's, which is outstanding, and they've got great Italian food and they've got great Cuban food. Great combination down there on 7th Avenue in Ybor City. Many years ago, when I first moved to Tampa, Florida, and Ybor City was just up and coming and all the great restaurants were just popping up down there on 7th, I walked in there and sat down for lunch with one of my clients, and this young, good-looking young waitress walked over and she says, "Hi, Can I get you guys like something to drink or something? And are you ready to order?" And I'd been looking at the menu and I said, "What is Palomilla steak?" And she looked at me and she goes, "I'm like new here. I think it's like horse or something." And I said, no, Palomilla steak is not horse. She was getting the word confused with Palomino. Okay, which happens to be the color of a horse coat, basically. It's a coat color in a horse, a Palomino horse. And I said, "Oh, good heavens, I think the manager might want to know that this woman's telling customers that they're serving horse meat." And it's not. It's a steak. It's strip steaks cooked in Cuban, amazing Cuban seasonings.
You mentioned that, Mark. Is one of President Obama's campaign promises in 2008 was he promised to ban the eating of horse meat. And among a very select group of progressives, they have yet to forgive him for his failure to ban horse meat. So
I'm not sure where you're going with that.
I'm just saying, it's like you mentioned it, right, as sort of like, oh, an interesting delicacy, or it might be strange for, you know, some people I know. People, you know, swear by buffalo or kangaroo meat, but
thank you.
I grill bison. I make bison burgers all the time. They're wonderful. I use it for meatloaf. I get it at Whole Foods or, you know, one of the Harry's markets around Atlanta with all the fresh food and all that stuff. But listen, we're getting sidetracked. I want to go to our caller. I know food is your passion too, Sean. But I want to go to a caller. Let's go over to some gun laws. In the first hour of the program, I mentioned Kansas and I said, "Hey, congrats to Kansas. Constitutional carry free state now." And all you Democrats who love your guns in Kansas need to thank your Republican-controlled legislature, both houses, and your Republican governor for signing that. And as one of the emailers mentioned earlier in the program that we were talking about, you need to think about your counterparts, those Democrats in states who are not free, like New York, where your party is in control, like Connecticut, like New Jersey, who don't benefit from the gun laws that you do, so that you can be a Democrat who loves your guns and exercise your right to carry them. All right? You need to remember that it is your party, the Democrat Party, that is trying to take away our gun rights as an institution. And during that first hour, we got a call from Nathan in Missouri, and we just haven't been able to get to him, and he was kind enough to call in the third hour. Nathan in Missouri, welcome to the show. I appreciate your patience. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. Thanks for your patience. I do appreciate that. You've been calling in enough for the past 2 hours.
Well, I've got a couple points I want to make before you answer any of them, if I could.
Sure.
And that is that, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's Alaska and Vermont, you don't have to have a CCW at all to carry and conceal. Am I right?
That is correct. It's the same thing with Arizona. It's the same thing now with Kansas. Same thing with Wyoming as well.
Kansas, you don't have to have a permit to carry and conceal?
Constitutional carry just passed.
And that's awesome. I don't know why they don't do that everywhere, because an 8-hour class or whatever, even if it's a 40-hour class, does not mean jack in the scheme of things. I mean, I myself am a big revolver guy. I got a friend who loves Glocks, and every time I see an article on the internet, I mean, I search them out, about a cop who has shot himself with his weapon, I send it to my buddy, and I'm like, there you go, there's your Glock. These guys have more training than anybody else, supposedly, and they still are not immune to an accident, and I don't think that taking a class is going to make you any safer. I mean, here in Missouri now, you have to take a class to be a boater. You have to take an 8-hour class to, you know, drive a boat, which is ridiculous. I've been driving boats all my life, and I can't do it because I haven't taken the class, and I refuse to take the class. A couple years ago, the Conservation Department made a law where if you were going to turkey hunt, you had to put a sticker on your gun that said, "Be safe." And it was hilarious because the next year, in their amended laws, they actually admitted it. They said the "Be Safe" sticker is no longer required because it was realized that it had absolutely no effect on safety.
Well, I guess that would be the same as putting a drive careful sticker on your steering wheel. Okay, listen, let me go to your training thing. That's an important issue, and Neil, I'll get a comment from you too. But you bring up some good points. I reside in the state of Georgia right now, and I came up to Georgia years ago, about 10 years ago, from Florida. Vastly different gun laws at that time. Florida's gun laws blew Georgia's off the map at that time. But because of the grassroots organization, GeorgiaCarry.org, here in the state of Georgia, I can tell you now that Florida is about two decades behind Georgia as a result of the pro-gun legislation that has passed. One of those things that Georgia has been able to fend off over the years, and this is a deeply red state, mind you. We're solid Republican in both houses of the legislature and in the governor's chair. But I want to point out that we have been able to fight off the training requirement to get a concealed carry permit here. Now, we do not have constitutional carry. We do have open carry as long as you have your weapons permit. And your weapons permit is a concealed weapons permit, not just a firearm, but you can carry any weapon with that. And with that permit, you can openly carry. And I exercise both of my options whenever I see fit. I did just yesterday at a 4th of July gig at one of the towns I visited. But we do not have to get state-mandated training. And here's why that's important, and Neil, I'll get your comment on this. For the same reason you said, it doesn't do anything. Too many people take an eight-hour course and say, hey, I'm an expert in my gun. I took a state-mandated class. I fired three shots at a paper plate at 15 yards. I've had my training. And they become complacent and think that they're trained. That couldn't be further from the truth. Neil, that's why we don't have training. That's why we've been successful at fending it off. And it's also why the state of South Carolina wouldn't recognize a Georgia permit. Same thing with Minnesota and a number of other states, because we don't have that training requirement. Tough for them and good for us. Your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah. Take training. Enjoy your training. Learn your training. Even if you get nothing from the course, just building a relationship and meeting a friend at a class or an instructor becoming maybe a lot of times the instructor becomes sort of a shooting mentor for you. Yes, that's good, but it has nothing to do with the Constitution. A lot of Americans would be surprised that there was I believe it was Washington, and there have been other jurisdictions, Washington, D.C., other jurisdictions, that have required a sight test. Well, that's been struck down. Nowhere in the Constitution. You can be blind and keep and bear arms.
Neil, that's a good point. We've had Rob Pincus on the show who's actually talked about training visually impaired. Nathan, I think that's where you were going with that from a training standpoint. From a pure constitutional perspective, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and that means training and other things. Here's the kicker with that. When I was in Arizona, when Jan Brewer, Governor Brewer at the time, signed their constitutional carry bill, I was there that Monday she signed that bill. I was at the Scottsdale Gun Club, and I was talking with a number of instructors who were petrified that they no longer had state-mandated training. They were scared they were going to lose their jobs. Here's the thing. Responsible gun owners have proven themselves yet again to be just that. Responsible, law-abiding gun owners. Their classes are so full now, they have more students in those classes packing them in, even when the state says they don't have to. That's because good, law-abiding people are responsible. Armed American Radio will continue right after this. Great program so far. I hope you're having a great time. Thanks for the call, Nathan. We appreciate it.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Some Earl Scruggs bringing us back in. Hey, I want to thank Nathan in Missouri for the call. I do appreciate it. I know he called in the first hour, and we couldn't squeeze the call in because we had Alan Gottlieb on. It wouldn't have fit. In the second hour, we had, of course, Mike Flynn talking about that district race, in that very important race in District 18 in Illinois. We can't interrupt that call to talk about that, and we asked him to call in this hour, and he did, and we really do appreciate the call. I hope I was able to answer his question. Sounded like he was excited about the Kansas deal. And, yes, for Nathan, just so you know, constitutional carry should be the rule of law nationwide. The Second Amendment is your concealed carry permit. Our ultimate goal, and the anti-gunners need to know this, is to eventually eliminate the permits and have constitutional carry be the law of the land. Open, concealed, makes no difference. That's the ultimate goal, and we are obviously striving toward that. Neil McCabe, welcome back to the program, brother.
Good to be with you. It's one of the problems, Mark, that we have with these constitutional carry states is that when they don't issue a permit, a less free state will not offer reciprocity because there's no permit to reciproc. And that's a lot of people ask, well, why do you need a national reciprocity bill? You need a national reciprocity bill to force those states, because we can't always rely on the courts. The courts are always going to be helpful. Elections are important. But another way to go is through a national concealed carry bill. The problem is with a national concealed reciprocity bill that forces a state with permits to respect, say, a state that has no permits, so there's no piece of paper to sort of balance out. One of the problems is that you know, they start putting on the restrictions, and then you start getting into an expanded databases and all those sort of add-ons that that we have to worry about. That's one of the problems that we're dealing with on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, well, what most people need to understand about a national reciprocity bill, we heard this during the Thune Amendment debates a couple, 3 years ago, which failed to pass by about 6 votes, by the way. The Thune Amendment was, of course, national reciprocity, requiring New Jersey to recognize your Kansas permit, for example, or your Arizona permit. I do want to point out, with the exception of Vermont and I believe Alaska, the rest of the constitutional carry states do, in fact, offer a concealed carry permit for those who wish to travel, because that is important right now today. But one thing I think I need to tell you to remind you of this. National reciprocity bill does not give the federal government control over the permitting. It is not a federal license. It is simply requiring each state to honor the other state's permit, period. Now, we have been talking about this over the past week, Neil, with you and a number of other guests, including Alan Gottlieb, and that is the gay marriage ruling appears to have accomplished that goal based on the wording of the majority opinion as it relates to the 14th Amendment and the Due Process Clause. So that remains to be seen. We are working on cases. I know the Second Amendment Foundation is looking at it as we speak right now, because that ruling seems to have accomplished that goal for us. And that is, by virtue of what they and how they analyzed the gay marriage ruling and came down with their decision, would seem to be the same case for national reciprocity, requiring each state to honor those other states' licenses. So we'll see how that shakes up. Hey, Neil, there's a big fight going on, kind of a weird fight, down in Tampa, Florida, for gun rights. Florida Carry, a great organization run by a great guy by the name of Sean Carana down there, is suing the city of Tampa for violations of constitutional rights. You know, Grady Judd, he's the East Coast wannabe Joe Arpaio. Always okay. In the news, always got his face in front of a camera, and always fighting Florida's open carry and Second Amendment restorations.
Yeah,
always.
I think just to back up, Mark, I don't think people fully appreciate the power of Florida sheriffs.
They don't appreciate it, and Grady Judd has tremendous power because he's also the head of the Florida Sheriff's Association down there, and it's Grady Judd, as the head of that organization, that has been actively fighting the right to open carry in the state of Florida. It has been Grady Judd doing it. Now, you're listening in Orlando, you're listening in Tampa, you're listening in Sarasota, you're listening up in the Panhandle. It's Grady Judd. He's the reason why, and his organization, the FSA down there right now, is why you don't have open carry. But there is a little-known, weird portion of the law. Did you know that open carry in Florida is actually legal? As long as you are traveling to or fishing, you can openly carry your sidearm. So there are a number of groups down there that organize open carry fishing events off of piers and other locations.
Sorry,
honest to goodness, as long as you can show that you are going fishing, are on your way to go fishing, or are fishing from a pier, you may, under Florida law, openly carry your sidearm. So there's a lot of groups down there that are participating in open carry fishing events, which is a beautiful thing. And apparently, an individual cop or a number of cops down in Tampa harassed and detained illegally, or this is what the allegation is, a Florida Carry member who was lawfully openly carrying a sidearm while fishing in the city of Tampa, and there is now a lawsuit because they were harassing him for doing so. And this is how change, you want to use Barack Obama's word, this is how we make change. We sue cities, police departments, municipalities, the homeowner association wannabe, town councils, village councils, whatever you want to call them, city councils. We sue them into compliance when they are in violation of the law. Now, I don't know much more about that case. I'll have to talk with Sean about that. But that weird little twist in Florida law might just be the break, and that lawsuit might just be the break necessary that Governor Scott, because he will sign it if it gets to his desk. He's already signed 6 pro-gun bills. This might be the break that gets that bill to his desk. Maybe, finally, the Florida legislature will stand up to Grady Judd, who, by the way, supports the Second Amendment but doesn't understand why you need to openly carry your firearm. Therefore, I can safely tell you that Grady Judd does not support your Second Amendment. He talks a big game, but when it comes down to it, he fights against your rights. Grady Judd has nothing to fear from a law-abiding citizen. He need only look at the states that border his that have open carry. He is doing nothing but towing the anti-gun line. Sorry, Grady Judd, you are not pro-Second Amendment when you insert the word but into the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. Neil, go ahead.
No, I think it's a great point to mention a lot of these guys are politically ambitious, and you know, to make that next step up the run, you know, that take that next run up the ladder, you know, they've got to have demonstrate their opposition to gun rights. Otherwise, they're not going to get money from the national groups. They're not going to get money from Bloomberg. It's interesting that when you look at a state like Florida, or you look at North Carolina, or even you look at a Kentucky, you know, people assume that these are absolutely conservative states, and the Democratic Party is very strong in Florida. The President Obama has won Florida. You know, there was a time when Florida led the nation in expanding and restoring gun rights. That's not necessarily true.
It's not necessarily the case now. Neil, I've got to stop you, brother. That music means this hour is coming to a close. I want to thank you for sticking around with us for the third hour of the program and bringing Mike Flynn onto the show. Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor and amazing political analyst. Neil, thank you for your participation in the show every week. We do appreciate it. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I will be right back at it again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Make sure you tune in live in your neighborhood or at armedamericanradio.com. Click the Listen Live stream. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again.